By almost every measure, Tuesday was a bad day for Republicans. Barack Obama was re-elected president, the Democrats maintained control of the Senate, Minnesota, home of the election fraud that sent Al Franken to Washington, voted against voter ID, and California voted to raise taxes in a fit of masochism which pretty much ends the debate about whether Californians are sane. What sort of muttonheads vote to raise their own taxes? And speaking of mutton, they should start checking California for mad cow disease because something is seriously wrong over there. Nevada should consider closing the border. More bad news for Republicans. Alan West is demanding a recount in Florida. Never a good sign. Alan West is one of the most eloquent and courageous conservatives in the Republican Party, but by the time this airs, he might be the loser. Being a black Republican is like being a black crewman on the old Star Trek series. You knew that poor slob was going to be the first guy to get knocked off when they beamed down to the planet. I don't know who did the casting for Star Trek, but apparently they held a firm belief that the universe is populated by aliens who hated black people. Or maybe, being Hollywood liberals, they were simply reflecting their own personal views. Democrats target black Republicans in general, and female black Republicans in particular. They can't abide the thought. The Democrat National Committee poured money into Utah to make sure Mia Love didn't become the first female black Republican in Congress. So now they get to continue calling Republicans racist for not having a female black congresswoman. If you're puzzled by the logic of that reasoning, you haven't attended college in the last 30 years. It's called Liberal Logic 101, and it's a prerequisite now. Conservatives spent Tuesday night and all day Wednesday in profound depression, pondering with immense pessimism the future of our nation. But then something strange started to happen. Thursday, they got around to looking at things from the Democrats' perspective, and it's pretty funny. The election was an embarrassing spectacle for Democrats. Their incumbent president ran one of the most negative and divisive campaigns in history and now has to work with a Republican House to get anything done. How funny is that? How does he work with those guys after calling them woman-haters and racist for the last year and a half? Democrat Elizabeth Warren was elected to the Senate, so now they have a phony Cherokee from Massachusetts to go with their phony Vietnam vet from Connecticut. Tell me they're not a little embarrassed by those two. Even Democrats have some shame. Plus, they have Harry Reid as a leader, which is a load of embarrassment all by itself. Over in the House, Alan Grayson and the Kennedy family are back. Alan Grayson is the walking, talking embarrassment from Florida who was in Congress from 2009 to 2011. He bought his way back by outspending his Republican opponent $3.5 million to $91,000. Democrats in the House might welcome the extra vote, but you know they're groaning inside, thinking about all the crap that will come out of his mouth over the next 2 years. The Kennedy family has been embarrassing Democrats for over 50 years with an endless procession of alcoholic misogynists. But they took the last 2 years off. Patrick Kennedy was the last one. He's the one who narrowly avoided crashing into a police cruiser in 2006 by crashing into a police barricade instead. He went into rehab rather than jail, because that's what happens when you're a Kennedy. Then he went into rehab again in 2009. Then he retired in 2011 to concentrate on drinking full time. Joe Kennedy III is the new Kennedy in Congress. He's got some big shoes to fill if he wants to continue the family's political tradition, and some big shot glasses, too. He was elected to fill Barney Frank's old seat in Massachusetts. Pardon my phraseology. Even more embarrassing than Warren, Grayson, and Kennedy is that Jesse Jackson Jr. was reelected in Chicago. Jesse Jr. has been missing in action since June, but won anyway. Nothing gets in the way of the Chicago machine, not even AWOL candidates. Jackson has been locked up in a loony bin for months, fighting either mental illness or substance abuse. Nobody knows for sure. Tough to put a happy face on that one. What could Democrats say? Jackson was the best man for the job, even though he doesn't actually show up for the job? Yeah, sure, Democrats maintained the status quo in Washington, and that's a victory. But some of the particulars are embarrassing, and now they have to live with them. A fake Cherokee, another Kennedy, a loudmouth bonehead, a crazy guy who doesn't show up for work, and a president who finally has to stop blaming George Bush. Yep, for the first time in his life, Barack Obama has to actually perform. A thought that must be giving Democrats night sweats. Good luck with that, guys. Conservatives are just going to sit back and enjoy the show. That's today's dose of common sense.